ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमस्वोगे भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठगे। प्रश्न नंबर 13। सखायं वदितं दृष्ट्वा जंबो बली सखा सुहृद अभ्यया सौहृदं सख्योर् हतस्यापि समाचरन्। Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. When the demon Jambasura saw that his friend Beli had fallen, he appeared before Indira, the enemy, just to serve Beli Maharaja with friendly behavior. 14. Sa simha vaga asadhyā gadām udyamya ramyaha जित्रो अतादय चक्तम गजम च समगाबला। द ग्रेटली पावरफुल जंबासुरा कैरीड बाय ए लायन अप्रोच इंदिरा एंड फोर्सफुली स्ट्रक हिम ऑन द शोल्डर विथ हिज क्लब। ही ऑल्सो स्ट्रक इंदिराज एलिफेंट। गदा प्रहार विगिद विदितो वृषम विक्वादिदो गजा जानुभ्याम धरंदीम सृष्ट्वा कस्मलं वरमं ययौ। बीइंग बीटन बाय जंबासुरास क्लब इंदिरास एलिफेंट वॉज कंफ्यूज्ड एंड अग्रीव्ड। दस इट टच्ड इट्स नीज टू द ग्राउंड एंड फेल अनकॉन्शियस। ततो रथो मातलिना हरिभि दश ससैवता अनीतो दीपम उत्सृज्य रथम आरुरुहे विभुः। देर आफ्टर मातली इंदिरास चैरियट ड्राइवर ब्रॉट इंदिरास चैरियट विच वॉज ड्रॉन बाय 1000 होर्सेस। इंदिरा देन लेफ्ट हिज एलिफेंट एंड गॉट ऑन टू द चैरियट। तस्या तत् पूजयान कर्मा यंदो दानव सत्तमः सुलेना ज्वलतातं तु स्मयमानो हनन्मृधे। अप्रिशिएटिंग मादली सर्विस जंबासुरा द बेस्ट ऑफ द डेमन्स स्माइल्ड नॉनetheless ही स्ट्रक मातली इन द बैटल विथ ए ट्रिडेंट ऑफ ब्लेजिंग फायर। सेहेरुजं सुदुर्मार्षां सत्वं आलभ्य मातली इंद्रो जंबस्य संक्रुद्धो वज्रेणापागरचिरः। ऑल्दो द पेन वॉज एक्सट्रीमली सिवियर मातली टॉलरेटेड इट विथ ग्रेट पेशेंस। इंदिरा हाउएवर बिकेम एक्सट्रीमली एंग्री एट जंबासुरा। He struck Jambasura with his thunderbolt and thus severed his head from his body. Jambam drutva hatam dasya nyatayo narada drishe namuchischa bala pakva pagas tatra besu twaranvitaha. When Narada Rishi informed Jambasura's friends and relatives that Jambasura had been killed, The three demon named Namuchi, Bela and Paka arrived on the battlefield in great haste. Vachobhi purushairindram ardayantosya marmasu sarer avakiran mekha darabiriva parvadam. Rebuking Indra with harsh, cruel words that were piercing to the heart, these demons showered him with arrows, just as torrents of rain wash a great mountain. 21. Harindasa sadanyajau harya swasya bala sare tavadbir ardayamasha yugaballakhu astavan. Quickly handling the situation on the battlefield, the demon Bela put old Indra's 1,000 horses into tribulation by simultaneously piercing them all with the equal number of arrows. Sadabhyam matalim bhago ratham savayam vridagat sakrat sandhana mokshena tat adbhudam abhudrane. Paga, another demon, attacked both the chariot with all its paraphernalia and the chariot driver Matali by fitting into hundreds arrows to his bow and releasing them all simultaneously. This was indeed a wonderful act on the battlefield. 23. Namuchi pancha dasabhi sorna pukkai maheshudhihi ahatya venata sanghe sadoya iva toyadaha. Then Namuchi, another daman, attacked Indra and injured him with 15 very powerful golden feathered arrows, which roared like a cloud full of water. 24. Sarvada zara kudena sagran saradi saradim chadayana sur asuraha pravrat suryam ivam budaha. Other demons covered Indra, although with his chariot and chariot driver, with incessant showers of arrows, just as clouds covered sun in the rainy season. 25 is got a purport, so we recite that. Alakshayandas tam ativa vihvala vichukrushe deva ganaha sahanugaha anayakaha shatrubalena nirjida vanika patha pinna navo edharnave. Alakshayandastam adiva vikvalam vijukrusho deva gana sahanuga anayaga shatrubalena nirjita vanikpatha pinna navo yatharnave. Alakshayandastam adiva vikvalam vijukrushu deva gana sahanuga anayaga shatrubalena nirjita vanikpatha pinna navo yathanave. Alakshayandastam adiva vikvalam vijukrushu deva gana sahanuga anayaga shatrubalena nirjita vanikpatha pinna navo yathanave. அலக்ஷயந்தாஸ்தமதீப விஹ்வலா விஜுக்ருஷோ தேவகணா சகானுகா அநாயகா சத்ருபலேன நிர்ஜிதா வனிக்பதா பின்ன நவோயதான்னவே. அலக்ஷயந்தாஸ்தமதீப விஹ்வலா விஜுக்ருஷோ தேவகணா சகானுகா அநாயகா சத்ருபலேன நிர்ஜிதா வனிப்பதா பின்ன நவோயதான்னவே. லக்ஷயந்தஸ்தமதீப விஹ்வலா விஜுக்ருஷோ தேவகணா சகானுகா அநாயகா சத்ருபலேன நிர்ஜிதா மணிக்பதா பின்ன நவோயதான்னவே. இனி மாதாஜி அலக்ஷயந்தா பீங் அன்ஏபிள் டு சீ தம் கிங் இந்திரா அதீவ ஃபியர்ஸ்லி விஹ்வலாஹ பிவில்டர்ட் விஜுக்ருஷு பிகேன் டு லாமென்ட் தேவகணா ஆல் த டெமிகாட்ஸ் சஹ அனுகாஹ வித் தேர் ஃபாலோவர்ஸ் அநாயகா without any captain or leader shatrubalena by the superior power of their enemies nirjita oppressed severely vanikpadaha traders pinnanavaga who ship is wrecked yatha annave as in the middle of the ocean. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The demigods being severely oppressed by their enemies and being unable to see Indra on the battlefield were very anxious. Having no captain or leader, they began lamenting like traders in a wrecked vessel in the midst of the ocean. Kindly repeat the translation. The demigods, being severely oppressed by their enemies and being unable to see Indra on the battlefield, were very anxious. Having no captain or leader, they began lamenting like traders in a wrecked vessel in the midst of the ocean. Purport. From this statement, it appears that in the upper planetary system, there is shipping, and that traders, they are engaged in navigation as their occupational duty. Sometimes, as on this planet, these traders are shipwrecked in the middle of ocean. It appears that even in the upper planetary system, such calamities occasionally take place. The upper planetary system in the creation of the Lord is certainly not vacant or devoid of living entities. From Srimad Bhagavatam we understand that every planet is full of living entities, just as Earth is. There is no reason to accept that on the other planetary system there are no living beings. This is the purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salagaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim யத்கிருபாதமகம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் நிஹதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யஈஸ்வரம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஜேதாம் சிரதோ பங்கோர் மம மந்தமதேகதி மசர்வஸ்வபதாம் போஜோ ராதா மதன மோகனோ. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக. நமக பங்கஜநாபாய நமக பங்கஜமாலினே, நமக பங்கஜநேத்ராய நமஸ்தே பங்கஜாங்கிரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. சோ வி ஆர் இன் தி செஷன் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம். திஸ் கிங் இந்திரா அனிஹிலேட்ஸ் தி டமன்ஸ். சோ ஃபார் ஃபியூ சாப்டர்ஸ் பிஃபோர் until now we are actually seeing the Devasura Yuddham, the fighting by Devas and Asuras, demons and demigods. In detail, in description is given actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. To make us understand actually the material world, even heavenly planets also is material world, part of it, material world. In a material world, actually, always fighting is going on. That is the nature of this material world. Anyone. So this Indra, actually, Bali or anybody, they are actually the selected souls. Indra Padavi, we say that, the chair is awarded by Krishna after saying so many qualities. Not simply one can become Indra or Brahma. Many lives assessment is done and then they become qualified. Even such great souls, when they come to this material world, take up some position awarded by Krishna, still they are affected by the external energy of the Lord. So even in the higher level it is happening. So that is why in this Kali Yuga Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled by Vyasadeva in his perfect maturity. What is required actually for the Kali Yuga people, the souls who are taken, especially human form, cautions are given actually. Whoever it may be, however great may be, unless until one comes to the pure Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada's one of the purport I was just reading, that even though the Krishna consciousness is awakened due to our sadhana bhakti, that is not enough. Oh, I got now, is awakened. I know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not enough. It has to come to the stage of love of Godhead, love of Krishna. For this, Prabhupada says, still you require the association of the pure devotees who is practicing Krishna consciousness. Without that, even though it is awakened, Krishna consciousness which is inbuilt, is awakened, cannot be. That is not enough. Continue. How we got awakened through the association of some devotees, we should have association continuously with the pure devotees. Then only we can develop to the real Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, where we get the love of God, love of Krishna. Unless we get it, we will not become perfect. Perfection will not come. So here, Indra Padavi, somebody, he got it. Actually, we know that Indra, the present Indra, what are the things he has done? Because of his previous karma, because of various good qualities, the Lord is trying to help him in different ways.
Hare Krishna. Thai Bhagavan ki jai, Radharas Bihari ki jai, Sidharam Lashmaiman ki jai.
So Indra, actually, after coming to this material world, Prabhupada says, the attack of Maya or the calamities happening to us is because of forgetfulness of Krishna. In many times we saw Indra actually forgot Krishna, position of Krishna. Because he is here. That is the nature of this material world actually. Even if, you know, the now Vrindavan Dham is there. Vrindavan Dham, everything is exposed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Until that time it was, everything was covered. But he told Goswamis actually to reveal Vrindavan Dham to the whole world. Everything is kept as it is at the moment, original. But even if we, the conditioned soul, they know that even if coming and seeing that particular places, many people, they don't get the ecstasy. Okay, this is a place. Oh, this is the place where Krishna's pastime was going on, Rasa Leela was going on. Or Yamuna is there. Here he was playing. Yamuna Mai is giving bhakti, Krishna bhakti to us. That ecstasy one is going for namesake, somebody comes and visit and go. Why? Because the glories of that place is not heard from the reliable sources actually. Either from the scriptures or the devotees. The same thing has happened. Actually we may feel why Brahma got bewildered. Why Indra got bewildered. Because, first thing is, because they got a position, they got pride of it. I am Indra. I can do whatever. But that power is given by whom? Given by Krishna. But forgetting who has given us, that is forgotten. For example, now we are all sitting here, we are reading Bhagavatam, relishing Srimad Bhagavatam, practicing Krishna consciousness. Everything is because of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If one is forgetting about Prabhupada, every our class, everything when we talk, we should glorify Prabhupada, who given us. We say in Vrindavan, you know, the Srivan, one of the Vana is Srivan, where Lakshmi ji, Mahalakshmi is doing the tapasya. There is a big vigraha there, temple. It's just opposite Yamuna, when we go to Vrindavan Parikrama, Pani Khat, just opposite side is actually Srivan. Where Lakshmi ji is sitting and she is doing the tapasya, meditating. So why she is meditating there? Because she wants to come to Vrindavan Dham. She wanted to come to Vrindavan Dham and take part in rasa dance. So he told Krishna, I want to come and do the rasa dance with the gopis. So Krishna said, you cannot come in this dress and with ornaments and so many things because these gopis of Vrindavan, they are naturally they are beautiful. They don't require any decoration. So you are wearing silk saris and pattu saris and you, so many ornaments are there. With this, how can you join with them and do the... So what should I do? You say, you have to give up. So any lady, you tell them to give up their ornaments or their beautiful clothes, impossible. They would say, no, I will not do that. He said, then you cannot come. You wait. So she says, I will just opposite to Yamuna, Vrindavan, I'll do the tapasya here. I'll do the meditation on your lotus feet. One day you will be pleased and allow me to come this. Till today it is happening, she is sitting there only. So, Maharajas, they say, actually, even Sri Mahalakshmi cannot come to Vrindavan Dham. But we are able to go to Vrindavan Dham. Lakshmi ji cannot go, but we can go to Vrindavan Dham. Whose mercy it is? Who is attracting everybody to Vrindavan Dham? Who proper, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada went around the whole world and preached about Vrindavan Dham. He invited everybody. So now we are seeing at every Kartik, the crowd is increasing only. Lakhs and lakhs of people are coming and doing the parikrama. Because the awareness of Vrindavan Dham is there. So unless one comes to the awareness of Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan Dham, one cannot get perfection. When somebody is understood, many people, they come to a temple, they see Radha Shamsundar. When their train is booked or flight is booked, they cry. They say that, I don't want to go. I want to be here. Those who visited this time Kartik, you can understand actually in the evening, every corner of the temple, different groups of people are doing Nama Sankirtan, Kirtan. Sankirtan is going on. Inside Sankirtan is going on. Outside Sankirtan is going on. On the street Sankirtan is going on. Because after understanding actually the mercy of Krishna, everybody is engaged. That activity which is pleasing Krishna. So that is lacking for actually the King Indra. That is why this fighting is going on. Big fighting is going on. We are saying, correct? Somebody is killed and he's saved and again he's, you know, so many people are killed. The demons were killed. And then their guru came and awakened them. They brought them back to life. And the demigods are saying actually, oh, this is the person who he was trying to kill me, so I will take revenge on him. So once you come to Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, there is no revenge, your fighting mentality will not be there at all. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is my master. I have been awarded this human form of life actually to realize Krishna and love him. On that platform, there is no question of fighting or competition or anything like that. Only appreciation is there. Somebody is doing better than me, I appreciate. I bow down to him. Who is able to glorify, he is able to satisfy Krishna. So that is why the mistakes are done. That is what my point is actually. We do a lot of mistakes actually in Krishna consciousness because we have not come to that pure Krishna consciousness platform. Indra did not come to the Krishna consciousness platform. So he did a lot of mistakes. He stolen actually the horse of Prithu Maharaj because he thought that he is going to accept my position. Naranarayana Rishi, the Lord incarnation, came to show to the human being, your business is to do tapasya. Human form is awarded for tapasya, not for your sense enjoyment. The Lord himself came and shown, but Indira misunderstood it. He thought these two people are going to take my position. So he sent some, you know, apsaras to him and then trying to, hey, you conquer him. Let him break his, you know, the vow. But he was Lord, Supreme Lord. He was touching on his take like this and thousands of apsaras came out. And they called that apsara, who sent you? Indira. You give him this more apsaras to him. What do you think himself about it? So in many ways, actually, Indira, he tried. That is why the circumstances are given where we have to fight. We think that it is my right. That all determined by the Lord. The nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, he has set out some rules. Just like the state has got some rules. The Bhagavan has set out some rules to live in this material world. Anybody who is breaking actually the state laws, he is to be punished. So anybody who is breaking the laws, he is to be punished. Krishna has set out something. Sometimes we think he is a devotee. Why he is not saving him? Why he is doing like that? We don't know the background. Externally we may see, but in this account there are so many things. Unless until somebody comes to Sarvadharman Paridyaja Mamekam Charanam Raja Hamdam Sarva Bhavibhyo Moksha Ichyami Masujaha. That formula can be applied to only the person who is Sarvadharman Paridyaja Mamekam Charanam Raja. They will not be affected by the reactions of this influence. Even we know that Indira killed his guru, one of his guru, and offended his guru, and he was a brahmana, and reactions came on him. Somebody has to share his reactions to save him. So like that, the reactions are, anything is happening to us, even in Krishna consciousness, we should understand that actually our sadhana bhakti or surrendership to the lotus feet of Krishna is not enough to cover up my sinful activities, which I do not know. Papatma papa sambhavaha. It is the body is actually the result of my activities which done in the previous life. So it will come. Some more of it is come under sandhi. Charanagati, you are the only shelter for me, being born in this material world, especially in the human form. My dharma is actually the religious duty. It is surrender unto your lotus feet, which is not happening due to some ego, pride and all things. So that is why this war is building. So we should not worry about actually this so much of war is taking place. Why? What is going to happen? Beli Maharaj want to conquer everything. Still he is better. He was telling the philosophy and all actually what is happening. Anybody is born, he will die. Even if you achieve thousands of things, he will die. Death will come. Forgetting all the things in that, I will leave more. My position should continue. But the realized soul says, Sarasaropadi Minamukta Tatparatvayanan Malam Rishigena Rishigesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchade. Unless we give up our old upadhi, there can be only one upadhi. Actually, I want to become, even Brahmaji in his prayer is telling that, I want to become a devotee of yours. Let me take millions of births. Millions of form, I am ready to accept it, my dear Lord. But in your diary, you kept actually the list of the devotees, your devotees. Any birth I take, I want actually my name should be there in your diary. You should approve as a devotee. This is very important. Sometimes we approve ourselves saying that I am a devotee of Krishna. Why you are not doing this? I am senior or something like that. No. Who should approve as a devotee? Krishna should approve. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasadu. Our guru is accepting. Oh, he is approving. He is giving 100% mark, saying that your sadhana bhakti is okay. You are a devotee. We cannot claim ourselves actually I am a pure devotee or even as a devotee. Because in the material world, not in our ISKCON, Krishna consciousness, other people, so many people are claiming that I am already a devotee. Why you should preach to me? I know what to do and everything. I need not chant. I am doing something very nice things for me. You know, actually. But he is not a devotee. Because very systematically, Krishna consciousness is practiced and directed at the lotus feet of Krishna is done only by teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Propagated by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. any other mission, anybody is doing that, they have to get a certificate from Krishna or the supreme authority saying that, okay, what you are doing is correct. So one of the sannyasi guru in Kartik month, Prabhupada's disappearance day, he was shouting and he was crying actually when he was telling his realization. He said, Prabhupada, when I took sannyas, actually he told me, Mr. So-and-so, this holiness so-and-so, you try to understand from me, you hear from me. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamandra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 16 rounds, and follow the four regulative principles, and your chanting should be offenseless, I guarantee that in this life itself, you will go back home, back to Godhead. This is Prabhupada's warning. He heard it. He was instructing him. So we should also actually take seriously. Enough. This drama is enough actually. Let us do something very real. Taking life and soul into the heart. Doing a sankalpa. In this life itself, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. I don't want to become Indira. Anybody want to become Indira? Next Indira? Padavi? Anybody want to become Brahma? Surya, Chandra? There are so many posts one can become. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, teachings of Srila Prabhupada, repeatedly is written, writing, enforcing. Same point. Don't waste your human form. So this is taught by Krishna even to the Indra or Brahmaji. When they are doing the mistake, they are calling and telling, oh. One day Krishna came after playing outside. He came inside the house, he saw actually Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and all the gopis and everybody is very busy actually in cooking something. So many dishes are being cooked. Then he looked at each everything and he saw, this is not my favorite dish they are cooking. Every day they are cooking what I like. And today is not my birthday. So he went to Yashoda and asked, Maya, today what is there? It's not my birthday. You are all busy in cooking so many items. Big quantity. Said, you are a child, you go and play outside. He became very serious. He went to Nanda Maharaj. Baba, tell me what is happening today. You are cooking so many things here which is not my favorite. I am not going to eat this. Everything is done in bread for satisfying Krishna. Nanda Maharaj also said, no, you go. You are a small child, you don't know what you are doing. Then he became little serious and started asking Baba, today you have to tell me what is going on here. I am sure that you are going to do something today. Tell me. Then Nanda Maharaj get actually Gargamani told your son, naming ceremony, your son is not a ordinary boy. He is equivalent to Narayana. So he remembered, oh, this child may be, you know, some special, I should tell him. My dear son, today we are going to do Indra Puja. Because, you know, what happened? We are living with the grains. Grains are coming in the field. If it is grow, the water is required. Water, rain is required. Rain is given by Indra. So we are going, every year we do a puja for Indra Puja. Today everything will be offered to Indra, Lord Indra. Then he became very serious. Who is Indra? What did you do? You know who is his boss? So we don't know anything about it. Then the Bhagavatam is very big argument is going on between Krishna and Nanda Maharaj. Finally, Nanda Maharaj surrendered him. Okay, Baba, you tell me now what to do. Everything you are getting from Govardhan. Grass for the cow and water for very nice water, medicines, everything is gone by them. Vegetables, everything is coming from Govardhan. You, even if you want to worship somebody, you worship Govardhan directly. Go. So they took everything and gone to Govardhan. and they started doing the Govardhan Puja in a place called, village called Aniyur, Aniyur village. So they kept everything at the feet of Govardhan. The Lord himself assumed the form of Govardhan and he started eating everything. Everything was eaten. Then again, actually some sound is coming. Aniyur, Aniyur, Aniyur. Aniyur means bring more, bring more, bring more. I am hungry, bring more. So all the gopis run here and there and they brought something from the shop, house, everything and go on. That is also finished. Again, sound is coming. Aniyur, 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 Aniyur. That is why the village is called Aniyur. When we do Govardhan Parikrama, we stop there and hear the katha. So like that, whatever is there, they brought it and the gopis were tired actually. What to do? Somebody comes in our house and eats something and they ask for something more. If nothing is there, what is our situation? So then, one Brahmana was going that way and Brahmana asked, what is going on? Why you are troubled? Why you are having problems? We brought everything and go on to Govardhan. And Govardhan ate everything and he is asking more. So don't worry. The Brahmana went and brought one tulasi leaf and given to them. You offer this to Govardhan at the lotus feet. He understood actually Supreme Lord himself is there. Even though Govardhan is called Haridasa Variya, greatest devotee of Krishna. When they offered actually the tulasi leaves, they is satisfied. I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. You know, gas starts coming up. Then they said, okay, now we don't have anything to eat. So whatever they gave on the, you know, anakut, we are also making here, correct? Anakut. And the prasadam, everything started coming, multiplied by 100. Jalebi 100 kilo, 1000 kilo came out. So many prasadam came out. They distributed everywhere. And Govardhan Puja, the prasadam should be given to everyone. It should be distributed. Anyway, otherwise also prasadam should be distributed. We should not eat ourselves. So then, they started distributing. Then Krishna came out. Krishna told, okay, now you saw, correct, the power of Govardhan. Now he is Haridasa Variyan. Let us do a parikrama for the Govardhan. That is why Govardhan parikrama is so powerful, because Krishna himself did the parikrama. So we should go to Govardhan and do a Nanga Pause. That is, without chapel, we should walk 21 kilometers. That is a small one. There is another big one is also there. So we should do a Govardhan parikrama. Everybody does. You know, anybody comes to Vrindavan, they will say, I want to do Govardhan parikrama. And especially on the festival days like Rasa Purnima and all, you can see lakhs and lakhs of people are doing the parikrama. We cannot identify they are from where. It is said that 33 crores of devadas are doing the parikrama. Shiva is coming, Brahma is coming, Indra is coming, Chandra is coming, everybody is doing the parikrama. Govardhan parikrama. Because it's done by Krishna himself when shown. So then they went home. Then we know that Indira got annoyed. He got annoyed and he called the Samvartaka cloud. He was put in the illusion, even though he knew that actually the Lord has taken in the incarnation. He personally came. Then he started actually calling the clouds, Samvartaka cloud, and told that, go and destroy. Destroy Vrindavan. Kill the cows. He told the same words. It is written in Bhagavatam. Destroy Vrindavan, the small talkative boy. Let me see who is he. He is telling Nanda Maharaj to my puja. So this is situation actually in the material world. Anybody is getting actually, we know, so many spiritual leaders outside actually. Do my puja. You follow me. Not following Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita or the greatest devotees of the Lord, no. So they fall down. So he cloud came and torrents of rain came in Vrindavan. All the cows were inside the water. And all Bijavasis were inside the water. House were under the water. Then they all rush to Krishna. In Vrindavan, anything goes wrong, to whom they go, even though he's a small boy, Krishna Krishna Mahabhago, Bhaktanam Bhayangara. So they go to Krishna. Krishna, we told you actually, don't play with Indira. See now what Indira done it. What you can do now? We are all going to die. Our cows are going to die. He said, don't worry. I only told you to stop. Come on. What happened to you? You know, it happened actually because of the Govardhan, correct? So let us go to Govardhan. So he came to the place called Mukharavind. That is the Manasi Ganga. And he lifted actually Govardhan. With one finger he lifted. We should not have any doubt, a tinge of doubt actually. Millions of gopis came under the umbrella which is made by Krishna. The Govardhan was acting as an umbrella. All the cows came. They never thought that he is only 7-year-old boy and he is carrying on one finger. Maybe it become broken or something like that. May come down and will be crushed to death. No. So the gopis of Vrindavan actually, we should have 100% faith in Krishna. Anyatha charanam nasi tomeva charanam mama. Tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha janardana. Our weapon actually in the material world to cross over the miseries is Prabhupada said actually satatam kirtayantomam. Non-stop chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Called intensely. How much you are in trouble, that much intensely called by heart. Open our heart and call Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Definitely you will come and say. There is no doubt about it. This should be the mood of the devotees actually. So then, 7 days he was, the person who is eating chappan bhogs, 56 items, every day, every time, Krishna wants, you know, 50 chappan bhog only. Yashodama is making 56 items. Ratharani is cooking breakfast, 56 items. That person, he says, I don't want to eat anything now. Krishna, take some milk? No. At least you change your, you know, finger from this hand to that hand. No, that is not required. I will take away all the things now I am actually. That should be the determination in our bhakti. You know, a small tapasya, we want to do it on Ekadashi, we compromise, correct? No, I cannot do the, you know, fasting. I cannot walk, you know, parikrama. One Mataji came and told me that impossible for me to walk. So you arrange a rickshaw for me. That was done for somebody, you know, we were doing parikrama. I said, okay, you do and from Radhakund to Kusum Sarovar, you walk somehow. From there we'll arrange a. But I told everybody, the clue is actually, you should actually chant the holy name or call Radharani's name for help and you walk, you will never know. That Mataji after Kusum Sarovara, should I arrange? No, no, no. Let me go up to Manasi Ganga. When there you want? No, no, I don't want. I don't want. Because we are keep on chanting the holy name. So when they finish, they say, I don't know whether I walk 21 kilometers, 22 kilometers. I don't know. It went on like that. So, you know, the spiritual strength is given by Radharani. In Vrindavan, everything is awarded by Radharani. Only thing we have to call her name. Radhe Radhe. Krishna Krishna. So then it is possible for us. So Krishna, at the end of 7 days, Indra saw his water, pani finished, water is finished. Still he is holding, the umbrella is working, everything dried up. Now what to do? Then he understood actually, yes. This is my boss. He is not a 7-year-old boy. He is my boss. He is Krishna himself. Now he realized actually. After undergoing many, many births, Bahunam, Janmanam, Ande, Jnanaman, Man, Pavadyade, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma, Sudurlabha. Then he understood actually, yes, this is what I should have understood. He is not an ordinary person. Ordinary people cannot do. Prabhupada says, anybody is claiming as a guru or Bhagavan. There are so many Bhagavan in the material world now. Call every Bhagavan and call him to Govardhan. Tell him you lift one stone on your one finger. If you can do that, then we'll approve you as Bhagavan. Nobody came forward to tell so far. So Indira surrendered and he got bewildered now. He got afraid, so much afraid. He is afraid of what? My position. He is my boss. He may remove me from my post. What I will do from tomorrow? My post is not there. So it is, they are not coming to the real Krishna consciousness. So he said to Sarabhi Kau, you go and, pacify. Because Krishna can be pacified by cows. Go Brahmana Kitayacha. Govindaya Namo Namaha. He is Govinda. He is lover of cow. There is nothing more than cow for Krishna. So, he taking care of the cows. So, he Sarabhi cow came and pacified Krishna by giving her milk and association and everything. And he said, I will come behind you. He came in Airavada. He came to one faraway place and he got down from his Airavada. Still the footprints of Airavada is there in that village. And he came by walking to Govindakund. Krishna was sitting actually on one corner, Govindakund, one portion of Govardhan. He came there and he did a big abhishekam for Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Sachidananda, Vigraha, Anadi, Radir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. Surabhi cow is going to milk. Krishna did a big abhishek. That Charanamrita Tulli, what we are getting actually in the Govindakund. And very nice prayer Indira did it in front of Krishna to pacify him. After realizing, our prayer should be after realizing Krishna. Our chanting should be after realizing Krishna. Who is this personality? How great he is? With our, Prabhupada says, blunt senses, you cannot understand Krishna. It is to be purified. Initial chanting will purify our heart, purify our senses. What activities we are doing, we can please Krishna. So, Indira did a very nice prayer. Vishuddha sattvam tava dhama chantam tapomayam dashta raja tamaksham maya mayoyam gunasam bravago na vidyate grihyananubandhaham. King Indra said, your transcendental form, a manifestation of your goodness, is undisturbed by change, shining with knowledge and devoid of passion and ignorance. In you does not exist the mighty flow of the modes of material nature, which is based on the illusion and ignorance. These are all meant for the people of the material world. Even though you are in this material world, my dear Lord, you are unaffected by the three modes of material nature. And whatever is happening actually is cool and calm. Even you can see the pure devotees of the Lord, they never get agitated by seeing anything. And they simply watch out everything and you can take the direct direction from them. Kudo nudadeva ishadakrita lobhadayo ye buddhalinga bhava tada bidandam bhagavan vibharti dharmasya guptai khala nigrahaya. How then could there exist in you the symptoms of an ignorant person, such as greed, lust, anger and envy? which are produced by one's previous involvement in material existence and which cause one to become further entangled in this material existence. And yet, as the Supreme Lord, you impose punishment to protect the religious principles and curb down the wicked. Because he was thinking actually, now he is going to take some action on me, definitely, because I done a blunder. So he is actually apologizing to Krishna, what I mistake through this prayers. Actually, our apology should be through our prayers. Do nice prayer and Krishna will forgive. But further, don't do any mistakes. So, Bhagavan is telling actually by hearing, says, I am very much pleased with you. Bhagavan Vacha, he is telling to, even though he did such a blunder, without understanding him, he is telling actually, I am pleased with your prayers actually. But I only arranged for you this. Sometimes Krishna arranged for the devotees. So you must so much proud, even though I given you the power, you are thinking that is because of my power, pride. To thrash your power, I arrange these things. Just make you to understand. So you should be prideless, you should never be pride. Okay? Even in our devotional life, devotional thing, Krishna will not like it. Because he is actually the authority. Aham sarvasya prabho matta sarvam pravartade idimatva bhajandema udabhava samanidaha. Everything emanates from him. I am talking because of his energy, because he has given empowered. I am able to do something, or able to walk because of your mercy that we do in Krishna consciousness. Everything will say Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, Guru's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy. These are our strength actually to continue our sadhana bhakti properly, pure devotional service. So he is telling that now you go. This time I am excusing you. You go and perform your duty without any pride. Okay, the warning is given. First warning is given. But still, what happened in the material world, because the nature of the material world, if you are not in pure Krishna consciousness, it gets affected. We always postpone it. Tomorrow I will start. Tomorrow I want to become a pure devotee. Today let me do this. So that the desires, unwanted desires actually, even in our devotional service, everything, any good thing is happening actually, any power I got it, everything should be given as a credit to the Guru, credit to Srila Prabhupada, credit to Krishna, Governor Nitai. Always we should be just like a servant actually in front of them. Our head should not be like this, head should be like this. I am a near servant. Near servant. Because of your mercy, everything is possible. Whether it is not possible. To get out of this maya, get out of this material world and go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Varandara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya. Anyone who is having any comment or question, they can ask me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Actually, Surabhi cow came first. Okay. So, he was specifying actually Krishna in different ways by giving milk or water milk. To my understanding actually, where Surabhi cow first came, it is nearby only, Surabhi Kund. That is a Surabhi Kund. And some say that actually when there is a Brahma Kund that near Manasiganga, there is a Brahma Kund. I don't know whether you have gone. Because when they saw a big abhishek is going on, is done by Indira, Brahmaji wanted to do an abhishek. Krishna, no, not finished, please come. I want to do an abhishekam.
So Swirabhi Kau also is praying. Actually, there is a nice prayer by Swirabhi Kau. You know, she also wanted to do an abhishekam. So that is also Charanamrita only. All these kundas actually Charanamrita. Somebody's ecstasy, just like Uddhava Kunda is actually the case of wives of Krishna. They wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Uddhava. And Uddhava came there and he even started narrating Srimad Bhagavatam. The tears came. That is a symptom of real devotion. When we hear Krishna Katha, the tears should come from our eyes out of ecstasy. This is the place I am standing. That tears only become the Uddhava Kund water. So we should sit there and meditate on that pastime, hear the Katha. What related part of portion of the Bhagavatam is written should be read there, then you will get real ecstasy. I am so fortunate. Today I could come to this place, touch this water. You know? And then if that come, then we come actually to Vrija Bhava, it will come. Gobi Bhava, it will come actually. Then when this time Maharaj was telling, then those who are doing Bhujamandala Parikrama means, one is coming in Krishna Bhakti ecstasy, just wandering in the forest of Vrindavan, 12 forest. Just wandering. Oh, this is it. Not thinking actually how many kilometers I walk, how many kilometers more I have to walk, where I could get prasadam. This everything will be forgotten when we get the real bhakti, real bhava. You know? Oh, I'm so lucky, I come here, I come to this Vrindavanam, I come to this Madhuvan. When you go to Madhuvan, you are in ecstasy. Here is actually Ambarish Maharaj, then the Yagadashi Vrda, and Dhruva Maharaj with Tapasya, and he got darshan of Narayana here. Narayana is appeared in that particular place. When I'm standing there, I should have, this is a place, I'm so lucky. Like that. Okay? Hare Krishna.